9. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. By Stephen R. Covey. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Book 9 of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey is titled Renewal, the 7th Habit. In this chapter, Covey explains the importance of taking time to renew oneself in order to maintain effectiveness and balance in life. He argues that renewal should be a regular part of one's life, not just something done occasionally or when feeling overwhelmed. Renewal can take many forms such as physical exercise, meditation, prayer, reading books or magazines, listening to music or spending time with family and friends. Covey emphasizes the need for balance between work and other aspects of life such as relationships and leisure activities. He suggests that people should set aside specific times each day for renewal activities so they don't become overwhelmed by their responsibilities at work or home. Additionally, he encourages people to make sure they are getting enough restful sleep each night in order to stay energized throughout the day. The 7th habit is about finding ways to continually renew yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually so you can remain effective over long periods of time without burning out from stress or exhaustion. This includes making sure you have adequate amounts of restful sleep every night, setting aside specific times during the day for relaxation, engaging in meaningful conversations with others, exercising regularly, eating healthy foods, meditating on a regular basis, praying often, reading inspiring books/magazines/articles, etc., listening to uplifting music, etc. Finally, Covey stresses that it is important for individuals to find what works best for them when it comes to renewal activities, since everyone has different needs and preferences when it comes to these things. By taking care of ourselves through proper self-renewal, we will be able to increase our effectiveness both personally and professionally while also maintaining balance in our lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Be proactive. Take responsibility for your life and the choices you make. Instead of reacting to or worrying about circumstances, take the initiative and create positive change. Main idea number 2. Begin with the end in mind, visualize the outcome you want and plan accordingly. Set goals and prioritize tasks to achieve the desired result. Main idea number 3. Put first things first, focus on the most important tasks and prioritize them over less important ones. Make sure to take care of yourself and your relationships. Main idea number 4. Think win-win, seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. Avoid win-lose scenarios and strive for mutual benefit. Main idea number 5. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. Listen to others and try to understand their perspective before expressing your own. Main idea number 6. Synergize, work together to create something greater than the sum of its parts. Collaborate and leverage the strengths of each individual. Main idea number 7. Sharpen the saw, take time to renew and refresh yourself. Invest in your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Main idea number 8. Find your voice and inspire others to find theirs, speak up and share your ideas. Encourage others to do the same. Main idea number 9. Live a balanced life, balance your work and personal life. Make sure to take time for yourself and your family. Main idea number 10. Practice habits 1-7 continuously. Habits are formed through repetition. Make sure to practice the 7 habits regularly to make them a part of your life. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Being proactive means taking responsibility for your life and the choices you make. It is about being in control of your own destiny, rather than allowing external forces to dictate how you live. Instead of reacting to or worrying about circumstances, take the initiative and create positive change. This can be done by setting goals, making plans, and taking action towards achieving those goals. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey encourages readers to be proactive in their lives. He suggests that we should focus on our circle of influence instead of our circle of concern, meaning that we should concentrate on what we can do something about rather than worry about things outside our control. By being proactive, we are able to take ownership over our lives and have a greater sense of purpose and direction. We become more aware of ourselves as individuals with unique talents and abilities which can be used to create positive change in the world around us. Main idea number 2. Begin with the end in mind is a concept from Stephen R. Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It encourages people to think about their desired outcome before they start any task or project. This means taking the time to visualize what success looks like and then planning accordingly. To begin with the end in mind, it is important to set goals and prioritize tasks that will help you reach your desired result. Think about what steps need to be taken and how long each step should take so that you can stay on track throughout the process. Additionally, consider potential obstacles that may arise along the way and plan for them as well. By visualizing your goal at the beginning of a project or task, you are more likely to achieve success because you have already thought through all of its components ahead of time. Begin with the end in mind helps ensure that no detail has been overlooked while also providing motivation when things get tough. Main idea number 3. Putting first things first is an important habit to cultivate in order to be successful. It means focusing on the most important tasks and prioritizing them over less important ones. This can help you stay organized, productive, and efficient with your time. Additionally, it's essential to remember that taking care of yourself and your relationships should always come before work or other commitments. Self-care is key for maintaining a healthy balance between work and life. When putting first things first, it's helpful to create a list of priorities each day or week so that you know what needs to get done when. You can also break down larger tasks into smaller chunks so they don't seem as overwhelming. Finally, make sure you take regular breaks throughout the day in order to give yourself some much-needed rest and relaxation. Main idea number 4. The idea of think win-win is to seek solutions that benefit everyone involved. It encourages us to look for ways in which all parties can come out ahead, rather than trying to find a solution where one party wins and the other loses. This approach helps foster collaboration and cooperation between people, as it allows them to work together towards a common goal without feeling like they are sacrificing their own interests. By striving for mutual benefit, we create an environment of trust and respect that leads to better relationships with those around us. Think win-win also encourages us to be creative when looking for solutions. We should think outside the box and consider different perspectives when coming up with ideas. This will help ensure that our solutions are fair and equitable for all parties involved. Additionally, by taking this approach, we can often find innovative solutions that would not have been possible if we had simply focused on finding a winner or loser. Ultimately, think win-win is about creating win-win scenarios instead of win-lose ones. It requires us to put aside our egos and focus on what's best for everyone involved in order to reach mutually beneficial outcomes. By doing so, we can build strong relationships with others while still achieving our goals. Main idea number 5. The idea of seek first to understand, then to be understood, is an important concept from Stephen R. Covey's book The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. This habit encourages us to take the time to listen and understand others before expressing our own opinions or ideas. It emphasizes the importance of empathy in communication and relationships, as well as understanding that everyone has a unique perspective on any given situation. This habit can be applied in many different contexts, such as conversations with friends or family members, interactions with colleagues at work, or even when engaging in debates about controversial topics. By taking the time to truly listen and try to understand someone else's point of view before responding ourselves, we are more likely to have productive conversations that lead towards mutual understanding rather than conflict. In addition, this habit also helps us become better communicators by teaching us how to ask questions and actively listen instead of just waiting for our turn to talk. We learn how to pay attention not only what people say but also their body language and tone so that we can gain a deeper insight into their thoughts and feelings. Overall, seek first to understand then to be understood is an invaluable lesson for anyone looking for effective ways of communicating with others. By practicing this habit regularly, we can build stronger relationships based on trust and respect while avoiding unnecessary misunderstandings. Main idea number 6. Synergize is the idea of working together to create something greater than the sum of its parts. It involves collaboration and leveraging the strengths of each individual in order to achieve a common goal. This concept was popularized by Stephen R. Covey in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. In it, he explains that when people work together, they can accomplish more than if they were working alone because their combined efforts are greater than any one person's effort alone. Covey also emphasizes that synergy requires trust and respect between individuals as well as an understanding that everyone has something valuable to contribute. He encourages people to be open-minded and willing to listen to different perspectives so that all ideas can be considered before making decisions or taking action. Synergy is an important concept for teams and organizations because it allows them to maximize their potential by combining resources, skills, knowledge, and creativity into a unified whole. By embracing this idea, groups can become more efficient and effective at achieving their goals. Main idea number 7. The idea of sharpen the saw is an important part of Stephen R. Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It encourages readers to take time out from their busy lives and invest in themselves by renewing and refreshing their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. This can be done through activities such as exercise, meditation or prayer, reading books that inspire you, or spending quality time with family and friends. Covey believes that taking this time for yourself will help you become more productive in your work life because it allows you to come back feeling energized and refreshed. He also suggests that when we sharpen our saws, ourselves, we are better able to serve others around us because we have taken care of ourselves first. By investing in our own well-being first, we can then give more energy to those around us. In short, sharpen the saw is a reminder for all of us to take some much-needed me time so that we can be at our best both personally and professionally. Taking care of ourselves should always be a priority if we want to live happy and successful lives. Main idea number 8. Finding your voice and inspiring others to find theirs is an important part of personal growth. It means having the courage to speak up and share your ideas, even if they are different from those around you. It also means encouraging others to do the same, so that everyone can benefit from a variety of perspectives. When we all feel comfortable expressing our thoughts and opinions, it creates an environment where creativity and innovation can thrive. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey emphasizes this idea in its 9th habit, seek first to understand, then be understood. This encourages us to listen carefully before speaking up ourselves. When we truly understand what someone else is saying, it helps us form our own opinion on the matter more effectively. Additionally, listening with empathy allows us to better appreciate other people's points of view. By finding our own voices and inspiring others to find theirs as well, we create a space for meaningful dialogue that leads to greater understanding between individuals or groups. We become more open-minded about different perspectives while still standing firm in our beliefs, a powerful combination that can lead us towards positive change. Main idea number 9. Living a balanced life is essential for achieving success and happiness. It means taking the time to prioritize your work, family, health, and leisure activities in order to create a healthy balance between them. This can be difficult at times as it requires discipline and dedication to maintain this balance. To live a balanced life, start by setting realistic goals that you can achieve without sacrificing too much of your personal or professional life. Make sure to take regular breaks throughout the day so that you don't become overwhelmed with stress or burnout. Additionally, Make sure to set aside time for yourself each day where you can relax and unwind from all of your responsibilities. It is also important to remember that living a balanced life doesn't mean neglecting any one area of your life, rather it means finding ways to give equal attention and energy towards all aspects of your life. For example, if you are working hard on an important project at work, then make sure not to forget about spending quality time with friends or family members during the weekend. Finally, strive for progress instead of perfection when trying to live a balanced lifestyle. Don't beat yourself up if things don't go perfectly according to plan, just keep striving towards creating more harmony in all areas of your life. Main idea number 10. Habit 1, be proactive, take initiative in life by realizing that your decisions, and how they align with life's principles, are the primary determining factor for effectiveness in your life. Habit 2, begin with the end in mind. Develop a clear vision of what you want to achieve and then organize all of your activities around that vision. Habit 3, put first things first, prioritize, plan, and execute tasks based on importance rather than urgency. Habit 4, think win-win, seek mutually beneficial solutions or agreements in your relationships. Habit 5, seek first to understand then to be understood. Listen to others without bias or judgment so that you can truly understand their perspective. Habit 6, synergize, work together with others to achieve goals that no one person could accomplish alone. Habit 7, sharpen the saw, take time out from work to renew yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.